This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Election analyst warns Colorado electronic ballot return bill fits national pattern of rigged election laws. Election integrity analyst Seth Keschel says Colorado's Senate Bill 26-1119, which would authorize electronic ballot return for local elections, fits a broader national pattern in which changes to election law consistently advantage one party. Keschel, a former United States Army captain of military intelligence and Afghanistan veteran, appeared on The Kim Monson Show to discuss his new book, The American War on Election Corruption, which carries a foreword by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Newt says elections are not stolen, they're rigged, Keschel said, summarizing the book's central argument. And looking at the laws of the various states for the past 10 years, I 100% agree with his assessment. Automatic voter registration and the electoral map. Keschel's core data point centers on automatic voter registration, a policy Colorado adopted in 2019. 18 out of 20 states in 2020 went to Joe Biden under automatic voter registration. 243 electoral votes to 9, Keschel said. In 2024, he noted, Trump improved marginally in those states and, of course, still lost them big, more than 3-1 in the Electoral College. But in states or electoral votes not under automatic voter registration, Trump won 248-5. His conclusion was blunt. Voter registration is the foundation of our corruption. Keschel pointed to Secretary of State Griswold's refusal to comply with United States Department of Justice demands for voter roll data as evidence that the registration system cannot withstand scrutiny. It's a really good reason why your Secretary of State, Senator Griswold, won't comply with the DOJ's demands for voter rolls, he said. The slippery slope from mail-in to online voting. As KMS has previously reported, Senate Bill 26-119 would let special districts and municipalities conduct elections using electronic ballot return, a method that verified voting classifies as internet voting. The Department of Homeland Security and three other federal agencies have called electronic ballot return high risk, and NIST has concluded the security risks are serious and challenging to overcome. Keschel warned the bill follows a trajectory already visible in other states. He pointed to Washington State, where he said online voting has been piloted on Native American reservations, and Utah, where officials experimented with blockchain-based voting through an app. So you have this slippery slope effect, he said. If we are getting further and further away from the core way that people have always held elections, which is primitive means, showing up, writing or circling or bubbling in a choice and handing it in to be counted at the precinct level, then we are definitely getting away from the intent of one man, one vote, Keschel said. He cited Florida's Senate Bill 524, signed in 2022, as a model for reform. That law requires voters to request a mail ballot and verify their address rather than receiving ballots automatically. Colorado's numbers under the microscope. Keschel questioned Colorado's 2020 results, noting that Joe Biden's 13.5-point margin appeared inconsistent with down-ballot outcomes. The Gray Wolf reintroduction referendum on the same ballot passed by just 1.8 points. You have a lot of damage going on in states and down-ballot measures that overwhelm or overrule the will of the people that, of course, don't want wolves reintroduced into rural Colorado, he said. The bill's sponsors, all Democrat legislators, are Senator Kyle Mulica and Representatives Michael Carter and Megan Lukacs. Senate Bill 26-1119 has been assigned to the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado already has universal mail-in voting, automatic voter registration, and what critics call de facto ballot harvesting. Now Senate Bill 26-1119 would add electronic ballot return for local elections, moving the state further from verifiable in-person voting. Election integrity analyst Seth Keschel brings a national lens to this bill, presenting data that shows automatic voter registration states overwhelmingly favor one party. If voter registration is, as Keschel puts it, the foundation of our corruption, Colorado elected representatives should be asking why Secretary of State Griswold refuses to open the voter rolls to federal review. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.